What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And today I'm excited to have my guest on the show, Nick Coates with Sawtooth Media Group. And the reason why I'm so excited about having Nick on the show here is just because, like, so Nick doesn't necessarily specialize in the real estate investing industry, but I think it's extremely important to have somebody with this kind of perspective and the skills, the knowledge, the experience that he has in marketing, especially because what we're going to talk about today is more principle-based and it works in any industry that you're involved in. So I'm excited to have Nick on to talk about this. You know, typically we bring on real estate investors that are doing marketing in their business just because marketing is a must in your business. And so they don't really specialize in anything specifically. So I am excited to have Nick on the show because this is what he does, is marketing and media services and that kind of stuff. So Nick, it's good to have you on the show, man. Thanks for jumping on and taking the time.
Josh, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it. Really excited to be here and share some knowledge with the group. I've been in digital marketing for, I don't know, maybe about 5 years now. And I kind of made my splash doing a bunch of influencer-based marketing. And I've branched out and I own several businesses in the e-com space, info product space. I've got a lot of experience. And we drive tens of millions in traffic a year across multiple traffic sources. So a lot of data at my fingertips. And you're right, it is universal. Like, it doesn't matter if it's real estate or anything else. There's some principles and some fundamentals that we do that work cross industry, cross niche.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Nick, super cool guy. Actually got the chance to sit down with him and another guy named Patch Baker, which we'll get on the show here at some point, but met these guys at the Family Mastermind that Matt Andrews runs. So I'm excited to have him on, and they just bring an insane amount of value. And Nick is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to this marketing space, which is what I find a lot of business owners struggle with. You know, a lot of, especially real estate investors, they have the sales gene. They know they're very good salesmen. Most of them are actually decent at running their business and delegating, hiring the right people, putting them in the right seats and that kind of thing. But a lot of times marketing is just one of those things. And it's very understandable. There's a million different silos inside of marketing. So mastering all those is just so extremely tough to do. And I told you this, Nick, before we jumped on the show here, you know, my primary audience is active real estate investors. And a lot of these guys are just bootstrapping their business, or they have somebody that's running their marketing, but not necessarily well-versed in everything in marketing that's going down. So I think it's just extremely important to talk about what we're going to talk about today, which is the customer journey. And that we're going to go into a couple different directions with this, but I'm going to let Nick kind of take the reins on this one. And then I'm going to kind of guide and steer the conversation here. But before we do get into it, guys, I do want to remind you, REI.video is up and running. So REI.video is a place where you can actually film your own videos, whether it's with your cell phone, a camera, or whatever it is, a GoPro, drone, whatever you film your videos with, property walkthroughs, testimonials. I've had a lot of testimonials sent over on the platform, which is super cool. You guys are listening. Keep doing that. And then just about any other business related videos that you can think of, send those on over, the raw footage. You'll be able to add titles, closed captions, video wrappers, music, all kinds of crazy stuff, transitions. And then we'll get those edited and produced for you, unlimited revisions and 48-hour turnaround time. So make sure you go check it out, REI.video. Use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout for 50% off your first order. And you can take advantage of it there. I mean, 48 hours, unlimited revisions, guys. You're going to get the exact video that you're looking for. So make sure you take advantage of that and check it out. All right, Nick. So let's go ahead and jump into it for today. We have there's a lot that we could go with this conversation, like a lot of different directions. So you're probably going to be ending up back on this show 3 or 4 more times. So just be prepared for that. But before we get into it, I know you went a little bit into your background and kind of what you do, but just give us a little bit of the origin story of Nick Coates and Sawtooth Media Group. And then let's go ahead and jump right into the topic for today.
Sure. Yeah. I've been a career sales guy myself, guys. And actually, so a lot of you on the call, if you're great at sales, can resonate with that. Like as a great sales guy, I ended up being a VP of sales or those types of things at different organizations. I ended up working at this company that was a digital marketing platform as a VP of sales. And it ended up opening my eyes to this whole digital marketing industry, which I was totally new to. This was in 2014. And this platform sold predominantly information products. And so I learned that these guys were making, tens of millions a year selling eBooks online. And I was like, dang, like I'm on the wrong end of this business. So I decided right then and there, I'd do whatever it took to get on the other end of it. And that's what happened. And so the last several years, like I said, I've done probably a little over 40 million in online sales and had the advantage of running a lot of traffic and having a lot of success with a lot of different brands. And so that's my origin story.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for sharing. And guys, I am going to have his website linked in the description below. So make sure you do check that out and in the show notes on reimarketingweekly.com. So do make sure anything that we mention in this actual episode will be linked in the description. So go check that out. All right, Nick. So let's go ahead and talk about the topic for today, the customer journey. So I know at first when we were discussing the topic that we're going to talk about on the show, you're asking, should we keep it theoretical or like super tactical? And I mentioned to you, like, I want to obviously make sure that the audience understands what the customer journey is, why it's important, and why people should be focused on it, and then go tactical. So let's go ahead and jump into this. So summary, what is the customer journey? What does that mean?
Yeah.
And why is it important?
It's great. Yeah. Yeah. The customer journey, guys, is everything, really. And that's the short answer. It's from the first time they see your content on a content platform, perhaps, the first time they touch you and or your brand in any which way that happens, to when they become a buyer, to when they become a multi-buyer, meaning you've sold them more things on the back end via email. But it's that complete customer journey is the customer journey. So that's in summary what the customer journey is. Now, Josh, you said something that I really want to dive in on, which is that a lot of people on this call might be great at sales and maybe need some help on the marketing side. And when this clicked for me, it made me a way better marketer. So I want to share this with you guys. That's that. When you understand that when the dance that we dance in sales, person to person or on a phone, where we're taking social cues, body language, voice inflection, and we're adjusting our approach to that customer based on the feedback that we're getting, right? When we do that, we're all like, that kind of comes natural to a sales guy. It comes natural to us. Yeah. But when you go into digital marketing land, you don't have the advantage of those social cues, right? So what you have to do is anticipate your customer's journey that they're experiencing, right? You have to anticipate what they're going to be feeling when they might, you know, in person, they might like go, or they might lean backwards in their chair and kind of disengage or fold their arms, all those little cues that you know, like you're not saying the right thing at the right time. You have to anticipate what those are going to be in that customer journey. And sort of in order to anticipate that, you have to know your customer better than you know yourself, right? Or as good as you know yourself. You have to understand where they're at in that journey of you know, becoming your customer, where they're at in that journey, what's motivating them, what scares them, right? What excites them? And once you know those things, you can architect a more meaningful customer journey. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of bigger picture theory land. And when that clicked for me that I could be a great digital salesperson in marketing, I started making a lot more money.
I tell people this all the time. Like you have to know your audience. And I'm a content marketer. That's like what we do. That's what Color Media does. And the two rules that I always tell people about content marketing is, number one is, who is your audience? And that entails like knowing them, creating your avatar, that kind of thing. And then where they're at, which is also included in that first one. You got to know where they hang out, like digitally or physically, in order to market to them with your content and that kind of thing. And it's the same thing in marketing. But you know, for me, for instance, I'm specifically in the real estate investing industry. I've been in this industry for 7 years. So I know my audience inside and out, and I make it a priority to study them. I mean, just for instance, like I've got a bookshelf over here, and every once in a while, like I would say every 3 or 4 months, I'll post on Facebook and say, who in my friends list here has written a book? Mm-hmm. And I go out and buy their book, read the book. I want to get into their brain and figure out what they're thinking about, figure out what their expertises are. Like, what are they teaching other people? Mm-hmm. Because I want to know my target audience. And as soon as that clicks, like as soon as I know who they are, I know how to go after them and actually treat them when I'm trying to bring them along that journey. So it's so important. And I can very much credit my knowing my avatar to the success of what I've had in my business. So it's just 100%. So important.
100%, man. Yeah.
So let's talk about this even further. So then beyond that, now what do you do with that information? You know who your avatar is, you know everything about them, what keeps them up at night, their pain points and what they want, goal-wise. Where do you take that information now?
That's a great question. So, number one, a great way to understand, where your marketing processes are broken is to literally just get on the phone with your customers and ask them. Right. So a lot of people are afraid to ask for the feedback of their customers and ask them questions like, when you were making your decision to become my customer or not, was there anything that like almost held you up or scared you a little bit or that I didn't address that you had questions in your mind on that, like maybe we answered after the fact? What you're trying to identify is questions that you are not addressing in your marketing material, objections ultimately that you're not addressing in your marketing material and that you can include in there to help have better conversion rates, whether that's on an opt-in or a sales page to purchase or getting their phone number so you can call them, whatever your sales process is.
Yeah, man, I love that. Yeah, so a lot of people think that that's just, that's a sales role, right? Like you're going to figure out what their objections are and overcome those objections. But it's even more than that, where you're taking those objections and now you're going to be proactive with them and make sure that you're leveraging that information inside of your marketing so that objection doesn't come back up. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah. So let me even go a little more tactical. So on a sales page, for example, a page where I'm driving people, this could be an opt-in page too. I like to include FAQs. FAQs to me, all they are is objection handlers at the end of the day. Yep. That's what FAQs are, right? So you put in there exactly what you think your customer might be objecting to in advance. So like, what's your refund policy? For example, like if this doesn't work out well, are they going to be able to get a refund if you're doing a transactional type thing? But it will make you better. It will make you better at your business when you start to think with this level of depth and you start to analyze at this level of depth and you'll be able to craft messaging that's more meaningful. Also, a lot of business owners or a lot of people that aren't great marketers, they tend to kind of put their own self-limiting beliefs on things. So they'll do things in their marketing based on like how they would like to be marketed to, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they may not be their customer avatar, right? And oftentimes you are not your perfect customer avatar as the business owner. So you need to be asking yourself, like, give your customer avatar a name. Let's call him Bob for the time being. Everything that you do in your marketing, you should be asking yourself, okay, what would Bob think about this? Like if I changed this or I did this here, how would Bob react to this? And I want you to put yourself in Bob's shoes. So you need to have a pretty high level of EQ, right? A lot of empathy when you're designing that customer journey so that you're designing it in a way that it doesn't turn off Bob, you know, that it doesn't repel Bob from being your customer.
Yeah, for sure. So let's go a little bit more in depth in the messaging side of it, because this is something I know a lot of people and even like tactics that you're actually using in your marketing. Maybe it's not just messaging, but it's the actual methods of your marketing. So for instance, I know with real estate investors, you know, cold calling and text blasting is huge right now and everybody's doing it. And given the time we're recording this episode on May 1, we're still in the middle of this, you know, COVID-19 pandemic, regardless of when this episode actually goes out. But that being said, like there are just things that you should not do in marketing so that you can avoid pissing off your target audience. Now, I understand you're not making everybody happy. That's just not possible. You're not going to make everybody happy. But at the same time, like, and I'm not somebody that's against text blasting or cold calling. I just think that some people overuse it and don't have any kind of, you know, threshold when it comes to like laying off the gas pedal for your target audience. And essentially like that's where we're getting all this craziness where, they're putting stipulations on text blasting and making it illegal to, you know, cold call and stuff like that. Like all that stuff's kind of surfacing. So in the messaging, what are some things that you need to be thinking about in order to craft your messaging in your marketing and essentially using that in the methods that you go to market to?
That's a great question. And honestly, what I just said applies. So meaning thinking about, you know, putting yourself in that customer's shoes and how are you framing them for that call and that interaction with you, right? Are they pissed? Do they hate your guts? Are they going to, you know, like, are they, what are you doing to position them to convert when you talk to them next? Because for example, in an ad, in my world, I don't do text message blast, but in my world, I do ads a lot, right? So in my ad, I'm trying to get, it's a thin balance, a thin line between, like in a perfect world, it'd be like, hey, on the next page, I'm going to try to sell you some stuff. It's going to cost this much. And this is exactly what it is. And, of course, everybody that hits that page, which would be almost nobody, would be ready to buy, right? Yeah. Yeah. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I could be like, click here to make $500 right now, right? And I would get everybody onto my page, but almost nobody would convert because they'd hate my guts because I'm not offering them $500.
Right.
And so you've got to find that balance in your messaging of creating a qualified contact so they know what the opportunity is, right? But they don't hate your guts for lying to them or being deceptive in your messaging. So that, you know, when, by the time you talk to them, you're not trying to like de-escalate the situation. So you're always trying to find that balance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of, you may have the same answer to that question as you do to my next question here. You put out a video the other day, maybe it was a couple weeks ago or so, that was basically talking about how you can translate real world type marketing into the digital world because of, you know, obviously where we're at now and everything's going digital as it is. Yeah. So let's elaborate. I want people to go watch that video to its fullest, but can you kind of elaborate that? Because I know a lot of real estate investors, they're going to, you know, virtual wholesaling is super, super popular right now, right? So, you know, virtual wholesaling is where you never, ever come in contact personally with the actual seller or the, you know, disposition side. So that's a really hot topic right now is virtual wholesaling. Yeah. So that being said, how does somebody that's always operated their business with going on appointments and meeting up with the sellers and doing all this marketing that's not really digital, how do they translate that into digital?
Perfect. Yeah. So what I would do, I always start with identifying my three biggest competitors first that I want to model that are doing what I want to do. And then I figure out what they're doing and then I figure out how I can do it better than them. And that's That's always how I do it, right? So, but to be specific about how to translate it from digital or from physical into digital, it's that you're modeling what they're doing so you know where you're going, right? Because like you don't know if you've never made the journey of physical to digital, you're not going to know where to start. So start where other people have started. Like so many people try to reinvent the wheel or do it different. Like don't do that. Do exactly what they're doing. Just put your spin on it. Your story is what makes you unique. And you're great at telling people stories. Josh, like that's one of your superpowers, right? To tell people stories and content and weave that in and out of their messaging. They can do the same thing. Your story is what makes you unique about you, like how you became great at what you're great at. Why they should do business with you, like the success that you've had, the success that your students have had. So you need to, you know, I'd say the two biggest needle movers are going to be whatever objection handlers, like I'm sure if they're already a successful wholesaler offline, they're going to know all of the most common objections.
Right.
So their sales page should have objection handles for all of those most common objections. Mm-hmm. What they should do is look at their competitor and then layer that on top of it, which I guarantee you their competitor probably isn't doing to that extent, right? Mm-hmm. That is one way to get like a competitive edge over them. And then layer in like the connection to you, like as the person, like that you're the one they're going to do business with. Tell your story, weave it into there. And it's really powerful when you do that. It helps you stand out and be unique.
Yeah, for sure. So I love that you went that direction because what I tell people a lot of times is, you know, if you're struggling with your marketing and maybe you're in a very, very highly competitive market, I even go as far as to say like, you know, audit the competitors in your market because, you know, you want to figure out what they're doing and what they're doing right and how they're locking up deals and that kind of thing. But at the same time, don't specifically do what they're doing because then you're just going to be white noise. So I also tell people, analyze what other people in similar markets are doing, right? So if you're in a Phoenix market, don't analyze somebody in the Tampa market because that's a completely different world, right? And then, you know, if you're in Phoenix, don't analyze somebody in Detroit because it's just completely different, you know, markets, like completely right. different markets. But right. maybe if you're in the Phoenix market, maybe analyze what people are doing in the LA market or in the Tucson market or Glendale or, you know, just somebody that's a very similar market because then you can, like Nick said, take your spin and put your spin on it, innovate it a little bit better, and then actually push it out there and you're going to get results. So I love that. And that's, I mean, personally, that's what I do too, is I analyze what other people are doing. You know, when I launched REI.video, there's a couple other platforms out there that actually do kind of the same thing, but I obviously put my own spin on it and the systems and processes are the exact same as what these other platforms are doing, except for I went super niche into the real estate investing industry and I leveraged that to bring customers to my platform. But it's the same thing if you're, you know, buying and selling real estate, audit your you know, competitors. And I think this is something that a lot of people don't do, but should be doing because they, you know, try to, like you said, reinvent the wheel and then that wheel just spins in the mud and doesn't go anywhere. So, you know,
it wastes so much time. You can skip to the head of the line, right? You can skip right to the head of the line and do what they're doing well, but just do it better than them.
Do it better.
And you know, make yourself unique, make yourself stand out. That's it.
For sure. Man, Nick, this has been awesome. I'm going to have to wind this down though, because I told you I wasn't going to keep it long, but I am going to have you back because there's so much more we got to talk about here. The last thing that I want you to do here is just kind of for the audience, you know, the audience well, what is one last thing that you would leave them in the marketing world that maybe it's something that's coming up that's trending or whatever, or something that you see a lot of people in their marketing doing that they shouldn't be doing or vice versa? Mm-hmm. What is something that you would leave everybody with that could be completely off topic here?
I would just say like now is the time, not just now because of the times that we're in, you know, specifically speaking about all this COVID mess, but now is the time to go deeper in your business, right? Like I promise you, don't go do, you know, 10 other things to figure out 10 other ways to make money. Don't go wider, go deeper in your business and figure out where, you know, there's certain choke points in your business where, you know, customers have a chance to become a prospect to a buyer, let's say, or a buyer to a multiple time buyer, right? Go deeper in your business, figure out what more you can sell your customers that you've already sold is a great way to go deeper in your business. But go deeper. That's my message to everybody.
Go deeper. I love it. That's a strategy that's like very close to my heart because I see way too many investors trying to go wide as opposed to deep. Just go deeper in everything about your business, the operations, the marketing, the sales, the, you know, the team, everything, the culture, like go deeper into it as opposed to trying to go wide. You know, I've been a part of a business that tried to go wide and it essentially, you know, failed. We were going deep and then it went wide and it was like, we just couldn't keep up with it. So I love that. Thank you so much for leaving that with us. And Nick, thank you so much for being on the show, man. If somebody wanted to get in contact with you or learn more about Sawtooth or anything else, I am definitely going to have everything linked below. I've got your YouTube channel as well. People go subscribe to it because Nick puts out some incredible content. So make sure you do that. But Nick, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you, what would be the best way to do that?
Yeah, just go to sawtoothmediagroup.com and fill out a contact form, and either myself or one of my team members will be in contact with you. But that's what we do, Josh. We do media buying, we do funnel building, customer journey optimization. A lot of the stuff we do can actually help a lot of folks on this call. Absolutely. If they choose not to do it themselves and want to hire somebody to do it. So go there and fill out a contact form, and I'd love to talk with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, I can tell you right now, everything that all the services that he just mentioned is 1,000% worth it. It's an investment, right? So I know a lot of people, like, you know, real estate investors try to analyze things too much and like they look at it like, oh, 50 grand. That just doesn't, I can't do that right now. But it's an investment, guys. You gotta build out your funnels. You gotta build out your marketing the right way. And eventually, you know, if you do it wrong, it can cost you a lot of money and cost you a lot of time. But if you have somebody do it right that knows what they're doing, it can make you a whole lot of money and bring so much more ROI than you can imagine. So make sure you reach out to Nick and reach out to Sawtooth Media Group. Again, all that's going to be linked in the description below. So make sure you check that out. Nick, thanks for being on, man. I look forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll see you.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us on the REI Marketing Weekly. Make sure you go check out the show notes for this episode, reimarketingweekly.com. It'll be the first episode there on the homepage. So make sure you check out the show notes and everything that was talked about in this show. Share this around. And if you aren't subscribed to the show already, make sure you do. If you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review. Go back to the review page now. Much appreciate that. Again, make sure you're checking out rei.video. Film your own videos, send them over to the platform, have them edited in 48 hours, unlimited revisions, and you'll get some awesome, awesome looking content. Thank you guys so much for joining today, and I'll catch you in the next one. See you later.